With WVIK News, I'm Jay Pierce. Some cooler weather's on the way.
Here's the WVIK forecast. Some sunshine, a little bit of passing cloudiness coming in from the west today. Breezy with temperatures a comfortable 70 to 75 this afternoon. Tonight, clear skies, lows 50 to 55. Partly sunny tomorrow. A shower may occur in the afternoon as a cold front slides through the region, 70 to 75. Partial clearing behind the front tomorrow night, 45 to 50. And it's partly sunny and only 55 to 60 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin.
Contract talks between Deere and company and its 10,000 striking workers have resumed, but it's not clear how far apart the two sides remain. The strike began last Thursday after union members overwhelmingly rejected a proposed contract that would have delivered 5% raises to some workers, 6% to others, depending on their positions in the factory. And it's also on the table, retirement benefits. Three more people have died from COVID-19 in Rock Island County. The health department reports they include a man in his 70s, a woman in her 60s, and a woman in her 50s, all of whom were hospitalized. That brings the total number of deaths to the county since the pandemic began to 366. In addition, the health department reports 73 new cases since Friday, with an average age of 39. The new cases include 10 children younger than 13, 5 teenagers, and adults in every age group, up to one man in his 90s. A fourth labor group has now agreed to Governor J.B. Pritzker's COVID vaccine mandate for state employees in congregate care settings. But as Hannah Meisel reports, the state's largest public employee union still hasn't reached a deal with the administration.
It was early August when Governor Pritzker announced his vaccine requirement for state workers in places like prisons, state-run mental hospitals, and veterans homes. But nearly 10 weeks and two deadline extensions later, AFSCME has yet to strike a deal on behalf of 15,000 of its members whose jobs fall under the mandate. On Monday, however, multiple small units of Illinois trade unions became the fourth labor group to reach agreement with Pritzker, boosting the number of state workers covered by the vaccine requirement to nearly 2,000. Those employees in congregate settings now have until October 26th to get their first COVID shot or one of the narrow exemptions under their union agreements. Otherwise, they face discipline, which could escalate to losing their jobs. I'm Hannah Meisel.
A political expert says Democrats will likely be able to increase their majority in the Illinois congressional delegation if their proposed maps are signed into law. Monmouth College political science professor Robin Johnson says the Republican congressional delegation could drop from 5 to 3.
Most of the Republican support over the years has shifted downstate from in the suburban areas. And they'll try to consolidate the Republican downstate rural vote in the three districts.
The maps have two Republican incumbents in the same district, Darren LaHood and Mary Miller. They would have to run in a primary against each other. Illinois also loses one district because of a drop in population. An agency will release a second attempt at redrawing Iowa's congressional and legislative district lines this week. The response from Republicans could make clear whether they intend to stick with the state's nonpartisan process or opt for a more partisan approach that favors GOP candidates. The once-in-a-decade process allows that if legislators reject two maps drawn by the Legislative Services Agency, lawmakers can create any map they want, so long as it abides by a host of rules. Republicans hold majorities in both legislative chambers in Iowa, as well as the governorship, so the GOP would have complete control of that process. Republican leaders have declined to say what their plans are. A local Hispanic Latino student group is memorializing the history of Mexican immigrants in western Illinois. In the early 1900s, Mexican laborers were recruited to work in the railroads in Galesburg, as many young American men were drafted into World War I. For housing, the railroad company offered these immigrants boxcars. In total, there were nearly 20 families of these so-called boxcar people, including the grandfather of Sandburg College trustee Gayla Perez Pacheco. Pacheco credits her grandfather for his work to create a better life for his descendants, many of whom are still playing important roles in the community.
A lot of them became doctors, lawyers. My cousin has a restaurant that's been in the community since the early 60s. And so he is on the land that my grandfather had first had his entrepreneurship
Pacheco spoke about her grandfather's story to the Hispanic Latino Student Association at Carl Sandburg College. The students know where two of the boxcar camps once stood, and they're looking for the exact location of a third.
They will get permission, hopefully, to get approval just to put a commemorative plaque of some type to say, yes, this is one of the three boxcar locations where, you know, past generations had come to live and to work and to be a productive part of our society.
Pacheco says her focus is on education, both the education that her ancestors worked to provide for her and to teach modern Galesburg citizens about their community's history. The Red Sox beat the Astros 12-3 to take a 2-1 lead in the American League Championship Series. Game 4 is tonight in Boston. Game 3 of the NL Series is this evening in L.A. The Braves lead the Dodgers 2-0. In Monday Night Football, the Titans beat the Bills 34-31. And Illinois is in 11th place in the AP preseason college basketball poll released yesterday. Gonzaga is on top, followed by UCLA, Kansas, Villanova, and Texas rounding out the top five. They're followed by Michigan, Purdue, Baylor, Duke, and Kentucky. I'm Jay Pierce.